don't really feel like doing my Bible lesson. I already know all those stories anyway.
Even if you think you know them, it's a good idea to read them again. Guess what? You're listening to Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. I'm so glad that you're listening today. Have you ever watched your favorite movies, TV shows, or cartoons more than once? I know I have. Even if I know how the story goes, I don't mind seeing my favorites more than once. The Bible is just like that. You may have already heard the story of Noah or Jonah, Moses, or even Jesus. But just because you know what happens, it's still good to read it again so that you know it even better. Check out Deuteronomy 11, verses 18 and 19. It says, "Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds, talking about them when you sit at home, and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up." Our story today is called Refresher Course. You have a new high score! The screen flashed in bright red letters. Marissa sighed and set the tablet down. She went to the kitchen where her mother was cooking. "Mom, I'm tired of the games on my tablet. I need something different to do on the weekends. I wish I could take that theater class again." "Wouldn't you rather take a different class?" asked Mom. Marissa shook her head. "I like that one, and it would be like a refresher course if I took it over. Our teacher had so many ideas that I can't even remember them all. Plus, it would be fun." "I guess you can take the class again if you want to," said Mom. "We'll check it out, but it won't help you today. How about your chores? Are they done?" Marissa nodded. "What about the website with the Bible lessons?" Mom asked. Marissa shrugged. "The lesson I'm on is mostly Bible reading, and I've read that section before. I already know these stories. I don't really think I need to read them over again." "Well, maybe you could use a refresher course in that too," said Mom. "Reading God's Word helps us remember all Jesus has done for us and how to live as His children. He often teaches us new things through stories we've read before." Marissa chose to ignore Mom's comment. "Can I bake chocolate chip cookies?" Mom agreed, so Marissa got out her mother's recipe box. "Let's see, chocolate fudge cookies, chocolate icebox cookies," she murmured as she looked through them. "And that's it, Mom. The recipe I need isn't here." "It isn't?" Mom shrugged. "Well, you've made those cookies before. In fact, you've made them quite a few times, right? Just make them from memory." "From memory?" Marissa shook her head. "I don't remember the recipe that well."
"You mean you don't remember cookie recipes as well as you remember the whole Bible?" Mom asked, going over to help search for the recipe. "Oh, here it is. It was put in the cake section by mistake." Marissa took the card. "Okay, Mom, I get your point." While the cookies were baking, Marissa got her Bible and sat down at the computer. She had quite a bit of catching up to do. So how about you? Do you think you already know most Bible stories and the lessons they teach? When you come to a familiar passage, think of it as a refresher course from God and read it again. Ask Him to teach you something new, something that will help you get to know Him better. You may be surprised by how God uses familiar stories and verses to teach you something new. Our key verse today is Psalm 119, verse 105.
"Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path."
And our key thought today, read and reread the Bible. There's even more great music and programs for you on Keys for Kids Radio. Visit keysforkids.net to tune in today. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. I'll see you right back here tomorrow.